Section 1. The driver's license. Who needs a license? Anyone who operates a motor vehicle or motorcycle or moped on public streets and roads in Iowa is required to have a license. You are considered an Iowa resident for purposes of driver licensing if you have registered to vote in this state, enrolled your children in public school, accepted a permanent job in the state, or lived in Iowa continuously for 30 days. You do not need an Iowa driver's license if you are driving a military motor vehicle while on duty with the U.S. Armed Forces, are driving farm equipment between the home farm and any nearby, not more than 2 miles, farmland or farm operation, or are a student or visitor and have a current license from your home state or country. If you have any questions, contact the Motor Vehicle Information Center by calling 515-244-8725, toll-free. You may obtain a driver's license if you are at least 16 years of age, see Iowa's graduated licensing system, page 6, are able to submit proof of name and age, have successfully completed an approved driver education course if you are under age 18, have parents' guardians consent if under age 18, pass required driver's license tests, turn in any other driver's license or identification card you have not had your license suspended, revoked, denied, canceled, disqualified or barred, have not been found incapable of safely operating a motor vehicle due to a mental or physical disability, and have no unpaid fines for moving traffic violations. Vision. Vision is so important that Iowa requires that you pass a vision screening before you get a driver's license or permit, or when you renew your license. This screening is to make sure you have at least 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you also must use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. In fact, you are not alone. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important to know how far you are from other vehicles, and to be able to judge safe gaps when merging, and when passing on two-lane roads. Night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. All people have more trouble seeing at night than in the daytime, but some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, do not drive more than is necessary, and when you do, be very careful. Because it is so important to safe driving that you see well, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive, even if you are only going a short distance. If your driver's license says you must wear corrective lenses and you don't, you could get a ticket if you are stopped by a law enforcement officer. Try to keep an extra pair of glasses in your vehicle. Then if your regular glasses get broken or lost, you can drive safely. This also can be helpful if you do not wear glasses all the time and you forget to take them with you when driving. Don't wear dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night, even if it is to help with glare. The problem is that they shut out too much light you need to see clearly. Vision screening. You may decide to go directly to your doctor and have your doctor check your vision if you are applying for a non-commercial license. The information can be on a form furnished by the department or it can be a letter from your doctor if the doctor has measured your vision within 30 days of when you apply for a license. Hearing. Eye. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving. Do not drive with headphones or earphones that cover or go in both ears. They make it too hard to hear emergency horns or sirens. The sound of horns, sirens or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you do not notice it. Drivers who know they are deaf or hard of hearing can be safe drivers. They learn to rely more on their vision and stay alert. Studies have shown that the driving records of deaf or hard of hearing drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. Your hearing status may be indicated on your driver's license. Ask the examiner at the driver's license service center for details. Knowledge test. The operator knowledge test shows how well you understand road signs, traffic laws, and safe driving practices. Everything you must know to pass the knowledge test is in this guide. Testing is administered by automated testing equipment using a touchscreen. Audio assist is available. Driving test. The driving test shows how well you can control your vehicle. Unless you can already legally drive in Iowa, you will need to have a licensed driver bring you and your test vehicle to the test site. That driver should wait for you in case you do not pass the test. He or she will not be able to be in the vehicle when you are taking the driving test. Before you start on the driving test, the examiner will inspect your vehicle's safety equipment. Safety equipment includes, but is not limited to, seat belts, lights, turn signals, horn, brake lights, tires, and windshield wipers. If the safety equipment does not work, you will not be able to take the test unless the equipment is not needed. For example, if it is a sunny day and your vehicle's windshield wipers do not work, you can use your vehicle for the test. Your vehicle should also have a current registration sticker on the license plate. Iowa registration laws require both a front and back plate on most vehicles. You should have the registration receipt in the vehicle since the examiner may ask to see it. Evidence of liability insurance is also required. During the test, the examiner will sit in the front seat with you. The examiner will give you directions and score your driving ability. After the test, the examiner will explain the results. If you did not pass the test, the examiner will explain when and how you may take the test again. Proof of age and identity. To establish identity and date of birth, a person must submit at least one of the following documents. The department may require additional documentation if the department believes that the documentation submitted is questionable or if the department has reason to believe that the person is not who the person claims to be. 1. A valid, unexpired U.S. passport or U.S. passport card. 2. Certified copy of a birth certificate issued by a state of the United States. State includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, or the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. It must be a certified copy and have the stamp or raised seal of the issuing authority. A hospital-issued certificate is not acceptable. A certified birth certificate issued by Puerto Rico must be certified as being issued on or after July 1, 2010. 3. A consular report of birth abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350 or FS-545. 4. Certificate of Naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. 5. Certificate of Citizenship, Form N-560, N-561 or N-645. 6. Unexpired Permanent Resident Card, Form I-551. 7. Unexpired Employment Authorization Document, Form I-766. 8. Record of Arrival and Departure, I-94, with attached photo and stamped temporary proof of lawful permanent resident. 9. Record of Arrival and Departure, I-94, stamped refugee, parolee or asylee. 10. Unexpired foreign passport accompanied by the approved I-94 documenting most recent admittance into the United States. 11. Valid foreign passport stamped processed for I-551. 12. Permit to re-enter the United States, I-327. 13. Refugee travel document, I-571. Social Security number. You must present any document listing your name and full Social Security number, including, but not limited to. 1. A W-2 form. 2. Social Security Administration 1099 form. 3. Non-Social Security Administration 1099 form. 4. A pay stub. 5. IRS form 1095A, 1095B, or 1095C. 6. Bank or credit card statement. 7. Military document. 8. Any other document listing your name and full social security number. A person who is a temporary foreign national must document their social security account number, or demonstrate non-work authorized status, which the Iowa DOT will verify with the U.S. Customs and Immigration Service, USCIS. The Iowa DOT will electronically verify your name, date of birth and SSN with the Social Security Administration. If you need to correct or update information at the Social Security Administration, do so several days before you apply for a driver's license or ID card. For information on how to do this, visit www.ssa.gov. Your SSN will not be listed on your driver's license or ID. The Iowa DOT will assign you a unique driver's license or ID number. Certification of Iowa residency and residential address. To establish Iowa residency and residential address, you must present two documents that show your current name and Iowa residential address. The address must be a physical address where you reside and not a post office box. Printouts of services paid or transacted electronically are acceptable. Acceptable items are Iowa voter registration card, valid Iowa vehicle registration certificate, valid insurance card or certificate of coverage, life, health, auto, homeowners or renters. Second valid insurance card or certificate of coverage, different than first. Utility hookup or bill, water, gas, electric, or garbage removal. Second utility hookup or bill, different than the first. Telephone hookup, service agreement or bill, landline or mobile. Statement from a financial institution, bank, credit union or other financial institution. Second statement from a financial institution, different from the first. Personal check or deposit slip issued by a financial institution, you may mark this VOID. Credit, debit or charge card statement. Iowa residential mortgage, lease or rental agreement. Lease and rental agreements must include the landlord's name and contact information. Application for homestead tax credit for Iowa residential property. Application for military tax credit for Iowa residential property. Valid real estate tax statement or receipt for Iowa residential property. Pay stub from your employer. Your current school enrollment papers for an Iowa public or private school. Current school enrollment papers for a dependent child in an Iowa public or private school. A federal, state of Iowa or local government document, such as a receipt, license, permit, assessment, professional or trade license, or other document. Second federal, state of Iowa or local government document, different than the first. An envelope, box, postcard or magazine that includes a postmark or stamp date. Iowa driver's license or ID card that has not been expired for more than 1 year. If you are under 18 and not married, your parent, guardian or custodian will document your Iowa residency and residential address by signing a parent's written consent form. The form is available at any driver's license issuance site or download it at https://forms.iowadot.gov/forms/mgt/external/430018.pdf. Parents' written consent form. If you are under 18 and married, also bring a certified copy of your marriage certificate. Your marriage certificate lets you apply for the driver's license or ID without a parent's written consent form. Types of driver's licenses. Graduated driver's license. Iowa has a graduated driver's license, GDL, system for drivers under the age of 18. GDL includes three steps that allow for increased driving privilege as the driver accumulates more skill and demonstrates responsible driving practices. The three steps are the instruction permit, intermediate license, and the full license. Driver education is part of the GDL system, as well as a remedial driver improvement program if traffic violations occur or if the driver contributes to or is the cause of a crash or accident. Instruction permit. Available at age 14. Must be held for a minimum of 12 months. Requires written approval of parent, guardian. Requires vision screening and knowledge test. All driving must be supervised. May drive only with parent, guardian, family member over 21, driver education teacher, or driver over 25 with written permission of parent, guardian. Number of passengers limited to the number of seat belts in the vehicle. Must complete approved driver education course. Must log 20 hours of supervised driving. Minimum of 2 hours must be between sunset and sunrise. Must drive accident and violation free for 6 consecutive months immediately prior to applying for an intermediate license. Driver education. Available at age 14. Must have instruction permit. 30 hours of classroom to include 4 hours substance abuse education, minimum of 20 minutes on railroad crossing safety, information on organ donation, and information on bicycle and motorcycle awareness. 6 hours laboratory. Minimum 3 hours must be behind the wheel. No parental waiver of any behind the wheel drive time. Intermediate license. Available at age 16. Must meet all conditions of instruction permit. Written approval of parent, guardian. Must be held for a minimum of 12 months. May drive without supervision from 5 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. Driving is permitted between 12:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. only with a parent, guardian, family member over 21, or designated adult over 25. With a waiver, may drive to and from work or school-related extracurricular activities. Must log 10 hours of supervised driving. Minimum of 2 hours must be between sunset and sunrise. For the first 6 months, passengers are limited to only one unrelated minor passenger unless this restriction is waived by the parent, guardian at the time the intermediate license is issued. Unrelated minor passenger means a passenger who is under 18 years of age and who is not a sibling or step-sibling of the driver, or a child who resides in the same household as the driver. Passengers limited to the number of seat belts in the vehicle. Must drive accident and violation free for 12 consecutive months immediately prior to applying for a full license. Intermediate license will have the words intermediate license. Remedial driver improvement. Applies to all drivers under age 18. Driver will be referred if involved in one moving violation or involvement in an accident to which the driver contributed. DOT may impose additional driving restrictions or impose a suspension. Instruction permit holders must be accident and violation free for 6 consecutive months immediately preceding upgrade to intermediate license. Intermediate license holders must be accident and violation free for 12 consecutive months immediately prior to applying for a full license. Must begin 6-month or 12-month accident and violation free driving period again to qualify for next licensing level. Full license. Available at age 17. Must meet all conditions of intermediate license. Written approval of parent, guardian. Full driving privileges with no restrictions. For drivers under age 18 or age 21, the license shall have the words under 18 or under 21. Class C. Operator, non-commercial. This is the license most Iowans have. With this license, you may drive cars, pickups and trucks whose gross vehicle weight is 16,000 pounds or less. To get an operator's license, you will have to take the vision screening. You will also have to take the knowledge test if you have an invalid or expired, over 1 year, out-of-state license, or if you have not had a driver's license before. If you have a valid out-of-state license that allows you to drive by yourself, the driving test may be waived. The DOT may also issue this license or a Class M, motorcycle, license to you if you are 16 or 17 years old, and, if before you became an Iowa resident, you had a valid driver's license for at least 1 year as a resident of another state. To be eligible, you must live with a parent or guardian, have no moving violations in your driving record, pass the vision screening, and pass the required written and driving tests. If you meet all of these requirements, you do not have to take a driver education course to get your license. The license may be restricted as an intermediate license under Iowa's graduated driver licensing law. Your license will be issued with a randomly assigned expiration date. Expiration dates will be limited according to age as shown in the chart below. Certain medical conditions and disabilities may restrict license issuance to only a 2-year period, regardless of your age. Licenses cost $4 per year. The license expires on your birthday, but remains valid for another 60 days. For more information, see the summary chart of license expiration dates on page 12. Class D, chauffeur, non-commercial. This license covers operation of light straight trucks and small passenger for hire vehicles. This also includes persons exempted from commercial licensing, such as a farmer who is driving a farm truck tractor semi-trailer combination, a paid or volunteer firefighter who is driving vehicles in excess of 16,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating, and a taxi driver. The Class D license has one of three endorsements allowing a driver to operate. Endorsement 1. Tractor-trailer combinations if a CDL farm exemption applies, required only if operating more than 100 miles from farmland. Endorsement 2. Single-unit vehicles with a gross vehicle weight rating of 16,001 pounds or more up through a 26,000-pound gross vehicle weight rating. Endorsement 3. Passenger vehicles which carry less than 16 passengers, such as taxis. To get a chauffeur's license, you must be at least 18 years old. You must pass the vision screening and must have passed the CDL general knowledge test. You will also be required to turn in any out-of-state licenses you have. Under the Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 1986, it is a violation of federal law for the driver of a commercial motor vehicle to have more than one license. A Class D license is not valid for operating commercial motor vehicles. If you need a commercial license, you will need to study the commercial driver's manual available at your local driver's license station. You will be required to take the driving test in the largest class of vehicle you want to drive. This also allows you to operate smaller class vehicles. If you currently have an out-of-state license valid for the same driving privilege you require in Iowa, the knowledge and driving tests may be waived. Your chauffeur's license will be issued with a randomly assigned expiration date. Expiration dates will be limited according to age as shown in the chart below. Certain medical conditions and disabilities may restrict license issuance to only a 2-year period, regardless of your age. Licenses cost $8 per year. The license expires on your birthday, but remains valid for another 60 days. Class M, motorcycle. Motorcycle riders must have a license valid for motorcycle before being able to ride by themselves. If riding with a qualified operator, a motorcycle instruction permit is necessary. See motorcycle instruction permit. To get motorcycle added to your current license, you must pass a written test and a motorcycle skills test. If you wish to have a Class M license without another license class, you will be required to pass written tests for both a Class C non-commercial license and motorcycles. The driving test will be a motorcycle skill test and an on-the-road test with the motorcycle. If an on-the-road test is required with the motorcycle, the examiner will ride in or on another vehicle and give you directions by prearranged signals. If you are under age 18, in addition to driver education, you must have passed an approved motorcycle rider education course. The skills test may be waived. A motorcycle instruction permit may be necessary for the course if street riding is part of the motorcycle rider education course. Adding the motorcycle class to an existing class costs $2 for each year the license is valid. There is a separate manual for motorcycles. Motorcycle study manuals are available at any driver's license station. Motorcycle instruction permit, restriction 1. For operating a motorcycle with a motorcycle permit, the person instructing you must have a license valid for motorcycles. The accompanying person must stay within sight and hearing distance and be on or in a different motor vehicle. Only one learner may be supervised by any one licensed driver. To add the motorcycle instruction permit to an existing class, the cost is $2 for each year the license is valid. A motorcycle instruction permit will be issued for 1 4-year term with no renewal permitted. Operator instruction permit, Class C restriction 2. This gives you the chance to learn how to drive with the help of an experienced driver. To get an instruction permit, you must be at least 14 years old and pass the vision screening and knowledge test. You must present a parental consent form available at any Iowa driver's license station, prove your age and identity, and your social security number. If you are 14 through 17 years old and have a valid permit, you can drive with the following people. A driver education instructor. A prospective driver education instructor. A licensed parent or guardian. A member of your immediate family who is licensed and at least 21 years old, or another licensed adult who is at least 25 years old and has your parents' guardians' written permission to accompany you while you drive. If you are at least 18 years old and have a valid permit, you can drive with a driver education instructor, a prospective driver education instructor, a licensed member of your immediate family who is at least 21 years old, another licensed adult who is at least 25 years old. An instruction permit is issued for 4 years, expiring on your birthday, with a 60-day grace period after your birthday. The cost is $6. Chauffeur's instruction permit, restriction 4. This allows you to learn to drive a vehicle for which you need a Class D license, but not commercial motor vehicles that require a CDL. When driving, you must have someone who has a Class D or commercial license valid for that type of vehicle in the seat next to you. This restriction is added to your existing license. To get your chauffeur's permit, you must be at least 18 years old and pass the vision screening and general knowledge test. Moped license, restriction 5. If you are 18 or older and already have valid Iowa license, you are already valid to operate a moped and do not need to apply for a moped license. At age 18 or older, you only need to apply for a moped license if you want to operate a moped and don't have a valid Iowa license. If you are under 18, you must apply for a moped license even if you already have a valid Iowa license or instruction permit. You have to be at least 14 years old to obtain a moped license. If you are at least 14 but under 16, you must pass an approved moped education course and present your certificate of completion from the course when you apply for the moped license. If you are at least 16, you do not have to complete a moped education course to obtain a moped license, but for your safety we encourage you to do so. All applicants for a moped license that don't already have an Iowa license must pass a vision screen and the knowledge test, and present proof of age, identity, and social security number. All applicants that are under 18 must also present a parental consent form. Minors restricted license, restriction 6. A minor restricted license, valid only for travel to and from work, or to transport dependents to and from temporary care facilities if necessary to hold a job, may be issued to a person age 16 to 18 who has completed an Iowa-approved driver education course and to whom any of the following apply. Is not in attendance at school. Has not completed the requirements for graduation in an accredited school, or has not obtained a high school equivalency diploma. The minor's restricted license is not valid for driving during work or as an instruction permit. To get a minor's restricted license, your school district superintendent or principal and your employer must complete a form available from any driver's license station. If you quit or lose your job for any reason, your employer is required to notify the DOT and your license will be canceled. You must also pass the vision screening and driving test. You may not have to take the knowledge test if you have a permit that is valid or has not been expired for more than 60 days. Minor school license, restriction 7. This license allows you to drive at any time with adult supervision. It also allows you to drive without adult supervision between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the following. Drive from your home to your school of enrollment or school-sponsored activities using the most direct and accessible route. Activities must be at the school you are enrolled in. Drive to a school that is not your school of enrollment to participate in extracurricular activities. Activities must be in a contiguous, bordering, school district for public school students, or within a 50-mile driving distance for private school students, and must be held at a site, facility, or school designated for the activity under a sharing agreement between schools or conducted at a site or facility that the school you are enrolled in has designated to accommodate extracurricular activities. Drive to and from your home to the closest school bus stop. Stop for fuel while en route or at the closest filling station off route. To get a school license, you must have successfully completed an Iowa-approved driver education course, not less you show a hardship exists, and live 1 mile or more from school. One of your parents must sign a consent form, and for public school students, your school superintendent or chairperson of the school board must furnish a statement of need on a form provided by the DOT. For private school students, One of your parents must sign a consent form, and one of the authorities in charge of your accredited non-public school must furnish a statement of need on a form provided by the DOT. This form is available from any Iowa driver's license issuance site. You must pass a vision screening, but the driving test may be waived. You will also need to take the knowledge test unless your instruction permit is still valid. The license will be issued for a maximum of 2 years and expires on your birthday. You do not need an instruction permit when you have a school license because the school license will be valid as an instruction permit when not driving to and from school. You must hold an instruction permit for 6 months and be conviction and accident free during that period before the school license is issued. When operating without supervision on the minor school license, you must limit the number of unrelated minor passengers in the vehicle to one. Unrelated minor passenger means a passenger who is under 18 years of age and who is not a sibling, step-sibling, or a child who resides in your household. Commercial Learner's Permit. A Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP, allows you to gain behind-the-wheel training in a commercial vehicle. You must be accompanied by a person who has a CDL valid for the same type of commercial vehicle. The permit identifies the class and type of commercial vehicle you may operate when accompanied. To get this permit, you must pass the vision screening and all required knowledge tests. Study materials are found in the Commercial Driver's Manual, which can be obtained at any driver's license location. If you do not have a license when you apply for the CLP, you will be required to obtain at least the non-commercial Class C license, operator's license. The CLP is valid for 1 year from the date of issuance, with no renewal period. To obtain a full CDL, you will be required to pass the appropriate skills tests. The cost of the CLP is $12. It is important to know that a CLP may not be used to operate a vehicle transporting hazardous materials in any amount requiring placarding. All first-time CDL applicants must obtain a CLP, and any existing CDL holder that would like to upgrade, add an endorsement, or remove a restriction on their existing CDL must obtain a CLP if the upgrade or change requires a skills test. If a CLP is required, you cannot take the skills test for the full CDL until you have had a CLP for at least 14 days. Commercial Driver's License, CDL. Class A for a combination vehicle with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, where the gross vehicle weight rating of the towed unit is 10,001 or more pounds. Class B for a single unit vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds. A unit can be towed with this class of license if the gross vehicle weight rating of the towed unit is less than 10,001 pounds. Class C for a single unit vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less, is designed to carry 16 or more persons, including the driver, or is carrying hazardous material that requires placarding. Commercial licenses cost $8 per year. The removal of an air brake restriction or addition of endorsements will be added to this base fee. Commercial driver's license study manuals are available at the local driver's license stations. Explanations of special endorsements or restrictions are included in this manual. Beginning July 8, 2015, a CLP is required before you obtain your first CDL, or before you upgrade, add an endorsement or remove a restriction in your existing CDL. See Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP, above. Restricted Commercial Driver's License. The restricted CDL allows suppliers or applicators of agricultural chemicals, fertilizer, seed or animal feed to drive Class B or Class C commercial vehicles. Class B or C vehicles are generally single vehicles that normally do not pull a trailer or semi-trailer. The only hazardous materials a holder of a restricted CDL can carry are liquid fertilizer such as anhydrous ammonia, 3,000 gallons or less, and solid fertilizer such as ammonium nitrate, provided it is not mixed with any organic substance. The restricted CDL is only valid if the distance between the business and the farm being served is 150 miles or less. To obtain the restricted CDL, a person must have a good driving record for 2 years before applying for the license. A good driving record is defined as holding no more than one license, no loss of license, suspension, revocation, etc., for any reason, no convictions for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, no test refusals, leaving the scene of an accident, any felony involving a motor vehicle, driving while privileges are withdrawn, speeding 15 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following too closely, driving a CMV without a CDL or proper endorsements, driving a CMV without a CDL in possession, and no convictions for accident-connected traffic law violations, and no record of accidents in which the applicant was determined to be at fault. A licensee may have up to 3 individual periods of validity, provided all individual periods do not exceed 180 days in any calendar year. An individual period of validity may be 60, 90, or 180 consecutive days, and the licensee may add 30 days to an individual period of validity by applying for an extension. A restricted CDL must be validated for each individual period of validity. This means the driver must have their good driving record confirmed and a new card issued at each application for an individual period of validity. The cost of a restricted CDL is $8 per year. Each time the driver comes in to update the validation period, there will be a $10 charge and a complete search of the applicant's driving record. License renewal. There are 3 ways to renew your driver's license or ID card: online, in person, or at a kiosk. Your license expires on the expiration date printed on the license. However, the license is valid for driving for an additional 60 days after the expiration date. After 60 days from the expiration date, you may be ticketed for driving with an expired license. The 60-day grace period does not apply to licenses that are issued to temporary foreign nationals. A vision screening is required for a license renewal. If your license has been expired for more than 1 year and 60 days, you will have to pass the vision screening and the knowledge and driving tests. You can apply for your license renewal from 30 days to 1 year before the expiration and your license. Online renewal. You may also renew your driver's license online if you meet these qualifications. If you have a valid Iowa driver's license, you are at least 18 years old, but younger than 70 years old. Your license has not been expired for more than a year. It is less than 180 days to the renewal date and your current license. You are a U.S. citizen. You do not have any medical or vision conditions that would impact your ability to drive. You do not need to change your name printed on your license. If your current driver's license was not renewed online, to renew your license online, visit www.iowadot.gov. Additional license information. Change of address. If your address changes, you must report the address change to the DOT within 30 days. Any driver's license station can make an address change in your license for $10. Your license will always show your residence address, but your mailing address will also be requested. Name changes. Individuals wishing to change their name must pay a $10 fee and provide acceptable proof for any name changes. Acceptable items are: 1. Court-ordered name change containing full name, date of birth, and court seal. 2. Divorce decree. 3. Marriage certificate. Driver education. To get your license before you are 18 years old, you must pass an Iowa-approved driver education course. Take your certificate of completion to the driver license issuance site. If you have successfully completed an out-of-state driver education course, you should take your certificate or transcript to the driver education instructor at your school. The instructor will verify that the course meets Iowa's standards and may issue an Iowa completion certificate. Duplicates, replacements, and validations. If your license or permit is lost or destroyed, you may get a duplicate from any driver's license issuance site. You must prove your age and identity, see page 5, and pay a $10 fee. License number. The DOT will assign a number to be used as your driver's license number. However, you must give your social security number on your driver's license application. License and permit possession. You should have your license or permit with you at all times while driving. If you are arrested for not having your non-commercial driver's license with you, you will not be penalized if you can produce your license or permit in court and show that it was valid at the time. You are required to have your commercial driver's license in your immediate possession when operating a commercial motor vehicle. Military service. If your Iowa license expires while you are on active duty with the armed forces, it can be extended until 6 months after you leave active duty. A 5-year extension may apply to your spouse and children if they are living with you outside of Iowa. You may obtain military service extensions by writing the Driver and Identification Services, P.O. Box 9204, Des Moines, IA 50306-9204. You can also request the department restore your license to its records by showing you are in the military and were at the time the license expired. Organ donor, medical alert. Anyone 18 years of age or older may become an organ donor. A person under 18 years of age may become a donor with parental consent. When you apply or reapply for any type of license, the clerk will ask you if you would like to become an organ donor. This information will print on the front of your license to the right of your address. You can obtain a uniform donor card at the driver's license station. For further information, consult your physician. A medical alert designation may be placed on the front of your license to indicate a medical condition that may need special attention. Medical Advance Directive. There is a growing concern about how medical care decisions will be made when people are unable to make decisions for themselves. An increasing number of people are stating their healthcare choices in writing while they are still able to make these decisions. These legal documents are called advance directives, more commonly known as a living will and durable power of attorney for healthcare. These are documents stating your healthcare choices or naming someone to make the choices for you if you become unable to do so. When you apply or reapply for any type of license, the clerk will ask you if you would like to have medical advance directives indicated on the face of your license. Ask your physician for more information on advance directives. Medical alert. You can request that your license or ID display a medical alert indicator. The presence of this indicator signals that you have a medical condition that may require urgent attention in the event of a crash, which may help law enforcement or emergency medical personnel provide the appropriate aid to you. Deaf or hard of hearing. During an in-person, online, or kiosk issuance transaction, you can request that your license or ID indicate your status as deaf or hard of hearing. If you choose to add this to your license or ID, it will also be visible in the database used by law enforcement to look up a driver's information during a traffic stop. This information may help officers better understand a customer's behavior if they appear to be non-responsive to verbal questions due to their hearing status, resulting in a more successful interaction with a deaf or hard of hearing individual. Veteran designation. Honorably discharged veterans may request the veteran designation be placed on their driver's license or non-operator identification card. The veteran must present a copy of their DD-214 or Department Form 432,035 directly to any department driver's license station or county treasurer driver's license issuance site in order to obtain the veteran designation. If submitting Form 432,035, the veteran must first have their eligibility certified by the County Veterans Affairs Office. For members of the National Guard and Reserve Forces, the DD Form 214 must indicate that the individual was honorably discharged after serving a minimum aggregate, total, of 90 days of active duty for purposes other than training. If the individual was a member of the National Guard or Reserve Forces and has a discharge document other than a DD Form 214, the individual must receive certification of veteran status from the County Veterans Affairs Office prior to applying to the department for a license or non-operator's identification card with a veteran designation. Note: veterans may request the veteran designation anytime they seek a new card, not just at the time of renewal. The cost for a duplicate driver's license or ID card is $10. Voter registration. If you are not registered to vote, you may apply to register electronically when you apply for your license. Voter registration application cards are also available. The forms can be filled out and mailed by the applicant, or DOT employees will mail the cards to the proper office after they have been completed. You may also update your voter registration. Driver's Privacy Protection Act. Certain personal information about you will not be released except to authorized recipients under the provisions of the Federal Driver's Privacy Protection Act and state statutes. Personal information includes your photograph, social security number, driver's license number, name, address, telephone number, and medical or disability information. Special restrictions. For safety reasons, it is sometimes necessary to limit driving privileges. You may be limited to certain types of vehicles, special mechanical controls, or certain other operating restrictions. Your license is good only under those conditions and can be suspended if you violate the restrictions. Selective Service Registration. If you are a male age 18 through 25, your application for a driver's license or non-operator identification card will serve as consent to be registered with the United States Selective Service System. If you refuse to give consent, your license or ID can still be issued. However, DOT will provide consent or refusal information to Selective Service. Summary of license expiration dates and types. The expiration date listed on your license is the length of time your license is valid and is based on your age at the time you receive it. See the chart below. Iowa non-operators ID cards will be issued with an expiration date of 8 years. Temporary foreign nationals will be issued driver's licenses with shorter renewal periods set by Iowa law.